This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Ian and Aria here tonight. You can join us online anytime you want. Just head over to freetalklive.com and you can enjoy the features there. Lots of them are completely free. That's the way a good website should be. So please enjoy those. Also, this hour of Free Talk Live is brought to you by Dash. That's digital cash. Dash is the cryptocurrency designed to be used for spending. Rising fees have made Bitcoin useless for purchases, and even more so now than just a week ago. The Bitcoin fees have been shooting up recently. Right now, in just the last couple hours, they've gone up. They quote-unquote dropped. Low priority, which according to mempool.space means your transactions will be in the second and third blocks, which means it'll take 20 to 30 minutes to confirm a low priority transaction. $8.75
for
Bitcoin right now. Now, that's down from where it was 2 days ago. It was like $15 for a low priority transaction. You can give it no priority for $1.16, which is still way too much, and it may take days. Mark, did you tell us earlier? I don't think we were focused on it at the moment, but did you say you've had transactions waiting for, was it days?
Yeah, a few days.
Bitcoin transactions holding.
Actually, it was Saturday.
So you sent a transaction Saturday. It is now Tuesday evening, and they have not confirmed.
I should go get my phone to verify that was true, but earlier today they had not.
Wow. So that
That's crazy.
That is not a usable currency. Okay, Bitcoin was already broken in 2017, and it is broken even worse now. You didn't know about this already.
I did not.
You'd asked me on the off the air what has happened. Why are the Bitcoin fees going so crazy? As my understanding is, and I just learned about this Friday night. My understanding is Bitcoin now has token capabilities, sort of like Ethereum has all these tokens on it.
Yeah, that's the worst idea ever. Whoever came up with that should be shot into the sun.
Yeah, and so Bitcoin has it now, and so now there's like Pepe, which is apparently on the Bitcoin blockchain. That's a fraud.
Okay, I've seen that. Someone's bought like $2 million worth or some nonsense.
I guess. It's the people. Green frog that you know, a lot of the right-wingers use. On
meme coin,
meme coins. So now meme coins are clogging up the Bitcoin blockchain network and driving fees through the roof. Dash does not have these problems. Dash was designed, it has kept to the vision of being currency, of being something that people can actually use to purchase things. And they've got some really cool features that make sure that Dash is undefeated as the most useful cryptocurrency in the marketplace, like their chain locks technology that protects Dash from 51% attacks. The big scary thing about why the Bitcoin maximalists say you're not supposed to use anything besides Bitcoin is security. Well, Dash has security. They've got that. It's locked in.
Yeah, almost all of these cryptocurrencies have some sort of protection against 51% attacks.
No, they don't.
Well,
not to my knowledge.
Almost all of the ones that you're going to like hear about, the one with the top 100 coins, have some sort of protection.
Really? That's not my understanding. My understanding is you can rent some hash power from mining places and completely take over these currencies. That happened to BSV last year, for instance. So Dash has...
Fair. Well, I mean, they don't have... Okay. Even Bitcoin doesn't have 51% protection in that.
Bitcoin only has
sense.
It in that it's so large.
Right, and
so
that it's prohibitively expensive.
Correct. But Chainlocks uses the Masternode technology that Dash has that most of these other ones don't have at all. And if you want to look more into the details on how it works, then look it up. It's called Chainlocks. You don't have to wait for a confirmation before considering a Dash transaction complete, so it's great for merchants. Unlike Bitcoin, where, by the way, those transactions, Mark, that you sent that are waiting for 3 days, if you wanted to, you could actually cancel those transactions if you sent them from the Bitcoin full node. Because Bitcoin has a quote-unquote feature they added 6 years ago that basically allows you to redirect a transaction to another place.
This is replaced by fee,
replaced
right?
Replaced by fee.
Where because it's not confirmed, you can pay a much higher fee and send that Bitcoin to a completely different wallet.
Correct.
And then never actually pay that merchant or whatever.
You could send it to your own wallet, for instance, if you wanted to. So very, very, you know, Bitcoin has just broken themselves, but luckily Dash is still there as one of the oldest cryptocurrencies, and it's widely available on exchanges and in multi-crypto wallets. It's easy to get. It's easy to use Dash. You can start by learning more at Dash.org. And big thanks to the Dash Decentralized Autonomous Organization for sending us 32 Dash per month to promote Dash here on the air. You can visit Dash.org to learn about Dash. Mark, did you actually witness anyone buy coffee with Bitcoin? Bitcoin at the Bitcoin coffee shop run by a Bitcoin maximalist in Prospero?
I want to make a prediction because you said something about Bitcoin maxis. I'm willing to bet no.
I purchased two beverages by attempting to send Bitcoin.
Okay.
Was that the two transactions for on Saturday you were talking about?
The one transaction was for a purchase there, the you know, beverage for my mother and myself, so two beverages. Mm-hmm. And the other one was me sending some to a Bitcoin Lightning wallet so that I can actually use Bitcoin if I have a need to.
So hold on, just to clarify, because I've heard about this Lightning thing. I've never actually used it myself. I've just heard people talking about it. As I understand it, this is a big solution from the Bitcoin maximalists out there. The maximalists, by the way, are people that are obsessed with Bitcoin and Bitcoin only, and they believe Bitcoin is the one true crypto that will defeat all other cryptos, and it's a very kind of religious viewpoint and very silly, in my opinion. But the maximalists have been touting this Lightning network for years and years, and as I understand it, in order to make a payment with Lightning, you have to do what they call open a payment channel. And in order to open a payment channel with the merchant in question, you have to somehow put up some Bitcoin into the channel that's not the payment that you're trying to make. You have to, like, ante up, basically, Bitcoin into this channel. And so
you can use somebody else's payment channel, but in most cases,
centralized server, right?
You have to go use a custodial Bitcoin wallet.
That's what I was going to suggest. That the best way to think of Lightning Network is that they're all custodial wallets. Like, you're always sending your Bitcoin to someone else.
You can run your own Lightning node, which would avoid that, as I understand it. But then you got to open all these channels or whatever. And
then you could get disassociated and your Bitcoin could be lost forever.
So is that what you were trying to do, Mark? Was open up a channel with this person through your own Lightning? No?
No, no. I was just opening I happen to have a Bitcoin wallet on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
I sent some money from my Edge wallet, which is my main wallet, to that wallet. And I don't even know whether that would legitimately solve the problem. I just figured, you know, it's like moving money from your right pocket to your left pocket. What difference does it make, right? But the difference is the transaction fee was like $2 or something like that, and that's higher than I like to pay. I can tell you that much. And
so it's $2 transaction fee to buy the cup of coffee then, right?
I don't know. I let the Maxi gentleman, he's, by the way, very knowledgeable. I let him put the transaction fee on there in Satoshis per byte. He set it and pushed the send button. And
so you weren't paying attention, is what you're saying.
Right. I knew that it was low.
Okay.
I just couldn't see the phone at that moment.
Right.
So.
Wow. What are the cup of coffee?
It'll get there when it gets there.
Or it won't. After 14 days, I believe most transactions get kicked out of the mempool, right?
No.
The good news is that I will send it to him.
Sure.
I don't know if that's true. I don't know.
Yes, it is.
Is that
true?
Because
it's happened to me.
I thought it was true.
I know that back when I was able to spend Bitcoin back in 2017, when the prices were going crazy and the fees were crazy, I sent a very low transaction fee, and I waited weeks, not just 2 days. I'm pretty sure it was 4 to 6 weeks before I canceled the transaction. So, no, I don't think that that's true.
I think it probably depends on the wallet as well, but I don't know exactly.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm pretty sure Coinami has that feature, but I haven't used Coinami in years for it. Oh, obviously, I haven't used any crypto wallet in years, but prior to that, I hadn't used Coinami in years because of various other issues they have.
Well, the fact is, it's a mess right now. Bitcoin BTC is an absolute mess with ridiculous, insane fees that are... Now it's now $20, again, to send a high-priority transaction. That means something that's going to clear in the next block, right? Like, guarantees you're going to get the quickest service.
So if $20. You need a cup of coffee for $5 or whatever, then Bitcoin is just definitively a bad idea.
Yeah, even if you were...
And that's what this was. Yeah. This was a purchase for basically a beverage at a coffee shop. They didn't have decaf, so I didn't have coffee. But
yeah, the sad part about this is the maximalists, and I'm sure it's not true of all of them. Well, I suspect
just to talk about the maximalists, Deshaun there says you could make one purchase at his store with fiat. So he has dollars and lempiras up there, uh-huh. And he says one purchase with dollars or lempiras, and then after that, it has to be in Bitcoin. And now, apparently, it has to be in Lightning.
Okay, well, I mean, he's going to go out of business.
Yeah, Lightning's terrible, man. I have used it. I'm surprised you were able to get through it, Mark. It's not user-friendly.
No. I haven't gotten through it.
He sent money. He sent Bitcoin into the Lightning wallet, and it hasn't arrived.
But yeah, but that's presumably because the transaction hasn't been confirmed,
right?
On the Bitcoin.
Well, I'm not even sure what I did I'm not even sure that I did the right thing in order to be in Lightning. I don't know. Ari.
It was years ago. You know, I found out you could go to like lightning.pizza or something like that, and you could use Bitcoin on the Lightning network to buy pizza from Domino's. And I was like, all right, I'm going to give it a shot. It took me at least 2 hours to make all of this happen, and I'm not an unknowledgeable person when it comes to technology and cryptocurrency.
Now, to be fair, that was years ago. Maybe it's gotten better since then, so
sure.
It's hard to really say. But Mark is a current example, right? Like, he's not an inexperienced user of Bitcoin. He knows how to send a Bitcoin transaction. It's just the network is full, and it hasn't made it to his Lightning wallet.
It's full because of stupid coins.
You can't spend on Lightning if you don't have the money. You can't get it there in the first place. So
obviously Bitcoin's got its problems and Lightning Network and everything, but I think that we had an interesting conversation going before the break, and I want to follow it up, and that is, what is the best way? What has historically been the best way for slaves to get free?
Well, let me explain my critique of buying it first, right? Because that was my criticism that's beyond the realm of the average person. I want to say
the buying freedom,
right? And I think that's always going to be the case, because what these slave masters want, what government wants, is subjects. And if you have 51% of the population being able to buy their freedom, for every person who buys freedom from the government, the price is going to get that much higher. It's just like we'll never run out of oil because the price of oil will get that much higher as we run low. It's just a matter of supply and demand. As more and more people buy freedom, they have fewer subjects, and it becomes more expensive to buy freedom from that government.
Let me argue that, since the government really doesn't make any money off anybody who's in the United States, at least, in the bottom 70%. You basically have to be in the top quintile. That's a 20%.
It's not about money, though. It's about control.
I that's fine, but you were just talking about the price is going to go up, so yes. We're talking about pricing.
Well, we're talking about both things, right? The reason that you have to buy it is because they don't want to give up their control over you.
Right now, at the very least, right now, about 70% of the population makes no money for the government.
Yeah, but they have control over that population, and that's far more.
They're always going to, because that portion of the population doesn't have isn't worth. They don't make enough money to tax.
Right, they'll never make enough money to buy their own freedom. That 70% of the population that's already completely excluded from your solution.
Well, it depends on what you mean by buying your own freedom. And we've talked about moving to Morazon, a city, where, because you can leave anytime you want. This is not slavery. We're using slavery as an analogy. Slavery is defined as a form of bondage where you cannot leave and you are forced to work. You needn't work in the United States. You don't have to. And you can leave. So you do not have slavery in this.
Well, you'll probably get their permission to leave, but you don't necessarily – you're not guaranteed.
You have to ask permission. You have to pay the fee.
Right. And you're never going, it's not coming free. Here's the thing that I would say to somebody who says, well, I have to pay $200 for a passport in order to be free. I'm not free. Freedom should be free. I would say, ask Nat Turner. Would it have been, if you asked Nat Turner, who died in, what, the 1840s or whatever it was, Virginia in 1822, if you asked him, and I don't know what the equivalent of $200 in 1822 is, but let's talk about in day's wages. Can you agree that $200 is 2 days' wages or 1 day's wage?
It depends on where you are in,
of course it does.
In the world?
We're agreeing on a number. If you asked Nat Turner, if working for 2 days in order to be free was a good deal, I'll bet you Nat Turner would take it. Rather than fighting and dying, rather than all of his friends dying.
You know what? Maybe if you asked this black slave in 1820 if he thought it would be worth it to buy his freedom for two slavery, which, by the way, is completely impossible for him in the circumstances that he in, yeah, he would say, yeah, that sounds great. Let's do it.
Lots of slaves during the antebellum South managed to buy their freedom with working and, you know, saving and doing a variety of things. Freedom was bought for
they wouldn't have gotten it for
times.
2 days' worth of slavery, though.
They
and
certainly
you know
wouldn't
it's,
have.
It's very disingenuous. The
price, that's what I'm saying. The price is cheap, is what I'm trying to tell you.
I think he's saying the price is lower now.
I'm saying
than
it's
it
insulting to say that, oh, I've got to pay for their passport. In fact, you can get a passport significantly less than that if that's what you want to
do. I didn't
do.
Even say the issue with the was the passport, man. I just pointed out that it's not free. You do not have the right to leave. You have the right to ask the government for the right to leave. That was my issue with the passport.
You're never right. You know, like, I'm sorry. All your rights are not protected. I agree with you.
Right, but you started this conversation with, you're not a slave because you have the right to leave, and we've already dismantled that point.
Let's go to Major Payne here. He's on the line. He has a comment on this discussion. Major, you're on
Dismantled
Live.
That point.
Go ahead. Yeah, we did. I mean,
you agreed that you don't have the right to leave.
You have
you
to
can
ask
leave.
Permission.
How's that?
Okay, you probably can leave. Let's just say that. If you have to ask permission for something, you are not exercising a right. You're exercising
If you don't
a
have to work, why would you even want to leave?
Wait, say that again?
If you don't have to work, why would you even want to leave?
Because you're being oppressed?
How so?
In a variety of different ways. The
freedom for me does not mean freedom from work, Mark.
Why do we have to? Why do we have to explain to you how the government in the United States oppresses people?
I'm just pointing out that the analogies to slavery can be somewhat activating for some.
I want to go to Major Payne
really
on the line in Michigan. Major, you're on Free Talk Live with Mark.
It almost sounds like you're trying to say the reservation Indian is the average American here, dude. If you don't have to work, why would you leave? For Pete's sakes. I mean, I got a 20-foot sailboat. I'm a qualified, skilled individual. I could load that up with all my tools. Sail down the Huron Lakes, all the way through Lake St. Clair, down out the St. Lawrence Seaway, and you know what? They wouldn't let me go. Because I don't have the proper paperwork. Hell, they won't even let me into Canada.
Mark, well, I've often said,
tell me people are free, dude.
I'm not claiming you're free. I'm claiming you're not a slave.
But I think you're the only one here who has used the word slave, Mark. I haven't used it.
We've been talking about slavery all evening.
I think you're the only one who has said slave or slavery tonight.
Well, I think it's fair to call the people of the United States and every other government around the planet that uses coercion against its people slaves. Absolutely. I'll own that one.
I would say subjects, but I mean, what?
It's just a rewording.
Right, I think I like the term free-range serf, just to make it clear. Like, there's some aspects of bondage.
It's just
that are residual that we have not yet thrown off.
The plantation's just bigger, that's all.
At best, we are all suffering from indentured servitude. You got to work your balls off so long, and then you may or may not get your nose above water.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's only if you want your nose above water. You know, like there's this point where you can just choose not to work, and they'll give you free money.
Yeah,
I'm not convinced that's true.
Sarah does that. Our caller.
I don't do it. I just left.
Yeah, yeah, but I'm not convinced that I can just say, you know what? I don't want to work anymore. Government, provide me with food and housing and pay all my bills and stuff.
Rather than arguing with the panel, which is as much fun as that is, rather than arguing with the panel, I'd like to ask a question. We've distinguished three different forms of escaping from slavery. We have distinguished buying, fighting, and running. Can somebody tell me what has been historically the most effective of these systems?
Fighting.
Yep, gotta agree.
Did you say buying or fighting, Major? I couldn't understand.
Fighting.
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 That's what I expect from an American.
The last time we had a King George, we had to kick his ass out of here.
And this doesn't mean this is...
we're losing now.
Yeah, and to clarify, I'm not saying that, you know, we've achieved freedom or, you know, the slaves have successfully...
Wrong king.
Yeah, I'm not saying...
So are we taking... Are we counting all revolutions that have resulted in all kinds of governments? So, for instance, the uprising against the Keystone. Hold on. Let me ask the question.
You already asked the question. Let me answer it.
What is it?
The answer is fighting, but that isn't to say that we've achieved freedom or that slavery has ended or anything like that. It's that each one of these revolutions toward freedom has made us incrementally freer.
It hasn't made the Cubans incrementally freer.
When I say we, I mean the human species, right? Sure, you can find people in South America right now who are literal slaves with being whipped and stuff, right? That doesn't mean that we as a society, through thousands of years of revolution, have not taken incremental steps toward freedom and liberalization.
I would say that running has been the most successful because running or buying your freedom. Buying your freedom allows you to walk away, right? Like you just say... thanks. So long. But you have to amass enough money, and that's not always easy to do. Running has resulted in many, many, many people. I would venture to say hundreds of thousands of people.
I think we're talking past each other because you're talking about freedom for you, the individual, for Mark Edge.
That's the only freedom that counts.
Right.
It's the only freedom that counts. You are never going to move the needle.
Mark.
Your whole life will be spent, and you will not move the needle on human freedom.
I get that you feel that way, but I'm not that selfish. I care about the freedom of everyone.
Yeah, it is.
It is literally
selfishness. I'm
not saying you're wrong for that belief, Mark. I'm just saying that's not what motivates me. Yeah, I could go to Honduras and be free right now, but that's not doing a damn thing to help anyone else. And I'm not just trying to make my life better. I want to make the world better.
Mark, hold that thought. I know you got more to say there. Major, did you get your thoughts out, or do you have more that you wanted to add?
No, I got something I got to tell you to come down in Brookside, Alabama. Maybe you guys have something happy to talk about for a change.
You got something happy to talk about. All right. Cool. We'll hold you on to that here. We'll get that coming up
happy
in a moment. The number is 603-283-6160. There's a lot of shouting going on here in this conversation. It doesn't seem to be the happiest of conversations, but I got to agree with Aria on this. I think that there's a huge difference in philosophy between Mark's search for freedom and some of the rest of us who value a free society and other people being oppressed, not being oppressed in general. More coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA News Update. President Biden met with congressional leaders at the White House today to discuss raising the debt ceiling. Afterward, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy said nothing positive came from the meeting.
Everybody in this meeting reiterated the positions they were at, I didn't see any new movement.
Biden called the meeting productive and said a first-ever government default is not an option. Another meeting is set for Friday. A jury found former President Trump liable for sexually abusing and defaming writer E. Jean Carroll. Carroll sued Trump, saying he defamed her when he denied raping her in the 1990s. The jury awarded Carroll nearly $5 million in damages. Trump then took to Truth Social, calling the verdict a disgrace. Federal prosecutors have filed criminal charges against New York Representative George Santos, although the nature of those charges is not immediately known. Democrats and some Republicans have called for Santos to resign following allegations of criminal behavior. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here. Pick up whatever you want. The number is 603. 603-283-6160. Ian and Aria here. Mark is in remotely from Honduras. He's on an island there where there are developments with the special economic zones. We started out talking about those, but we actually got a lot of calls on the line here. So I want to just press pause for a moment on the discussion about freedom and seeking it and slavery and all that. And I want to bring Major Payne back on the line to continue. He had something else he wanted to say, something he said was, I guess, more uplifting or fun. So, Major Payne, go ahead.
Well, there's a place in Alabama called Brookside. It's evidently a small town, like 12,500 people or so. And it's been under the jurisdiction of one tyrant cop for quite a while.
Okay.
Well, there's a father-son. Evidently, the father's already been awarded one Pulitzer Prize, but the father-son combination got a Pulitzer Prize for basically getting this bastard run right out of town.
How about that?
Because he's one of them cops that would pull you over for tailgating or, you know, if you had a taped-on sticker because you just got your car and... and you get shipped off 50 miles or whatever, insubordinate amount of money to get your car back.
Mm-hmm.
He was one of them, I hate to disseminate the Donald, but he was one of them Trump-ruppers.
Okay.
So
So, yeah, I mean...
How did they get rid of this guy? They just told the truth about him publicly, or what happened?
Yeah, evidently there's four new state laws going to be passed on account of this, and the dude got run out of office. So, yeah, look up Brookside, Alabama, and maybe the Andersons got a Pulitzer Prize.
Well, I hope the new boss isn't worse than the old boss. A lot of times you run out one corrupt sheriff just to get another one in their place.
Yeah,
but
let's hope. Let's hope the whole world ain't Hazard County.
Thank you for the call tonight, Major. I appreciate that. Let's talk to the situation in Oregon. The situation, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Aria, and Mark.
Yeah, good afternoon. I'm calling in about a previous show about a couple days back, whenever. You guys were talking about immigration, and you had a sheriff on there who was talking about the border, and...
He actually emailed me to make a correction that I've been wanting to get out there. I don't know if anyone has actually done so.
No,
but
I have not made this correction.
He did offer... We were wrong about... He was wrong about something, and I'm having a hard time finding it.
I've got it here. So he emailed to say he was wrong about the name of the mass immigration conviction program, where people are convicted in large groups using a single defense attorney, taking plea deals, as he explained, and lasting only a few minutes. He said it was Operation Speedway. He misspoke. It is actually Operation Streamline, if you wanted to go and look that up and learn more about it. But I don't know if that was why you were calling, but I'm glad we were able to get that correction out from Sheriff Hathaway there on the border in Santa Cruz County, Arizona. But what were your comments to the situation?
Just my own personal experience. Free Talk Live, I don't know what you call it, whatever you guys are for, the open borders. You guys are open border proponents.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, if you're a freedom-loving person, then you kind of have to be to allow people
totally
who are
am.
In search of freedom to come
totally
to a place
to a
where they're welcome.
I totally am to a point, but in my experience working on the West Coast, and California, Oregon, and Washington are pretty much border states in regards to, I do construction, and every time I show up to a job, guys I worked with years ago that used to do sheetrock, roofing, drywall, building buildings, can't get work out here because they charge too much. Their hourly rates too
high. So we're supposed to feel bad because there's competition in the marketplace?
No, these are laborers just like me.
Well, then they should charge less.
Yeah, it sounds like they're overpriced and somebody can get a better deal.
So now you've lowered my wage. And
I didn't. The market did that.
You don't own your wage, dude. You have to compete in a marketplace. And in a free marketplace, anyone who wants to should be able to compete with you.
Hire a bunch of people from out of the country to come in for a dollar an hour and do your job.
Have you ever read the Candlemakers petition? Because this is very much that. It's like, all these candlemakers are being outpriced by this competitor that comes in with these cheap prices that we can't compete with, and it's the sun. Right. In order to protect ourselves from these reduced wages, we have to outlaw immigration or prohibit immigration or limit it in some way.
I'm not a union guy at all. I'm sitting here, years ago I was making 20, 25 bucks an hour, worked through learning how to do a job, and, the cost of living, the local state governments and everybody keep raising the prices of living, taxes, building permits, and what have you. So, you sit here and you're like, oh, okay, well, in order to stay here and work, I need to make a little more money. And then you bring all these people in here who just, I don't know what you guys are talking about when you want open borders and just lower the wage.
Do you think you're going to make more money if you prohibit people from coming here?
Well, the adage is, okay, people don't want to do, Americans don't want to do farm work. Americans don't want to do concrete work. They don't want to build buildings. They don't want a roof.
I don't know if that's true. I mean, I've definitely seen Americans doing construction.
It's true in construction. If you're going to offer a guy a dollar an hour, which is what these guys do.
That's nonsense. You know that's not true.
No, it isn't. I've been in California, which is the highest, most expensive place in the world, and they will, the people with money, rich people, I show up to a job, $1.5 million, $5 million, they tear the house down.
LRN.FM. Oh, I don't buy it.
Yeah, I don't either.
I mean, I understand.
No one's working for $1 an hour in the United States.
Yeah, I understand that certainly migrants from South America, Central America are going to be willing to work less or for less, and they're willing to work harder. That's why they get those jobs, right? But they're not doing it for $1 an hour. Come on, man.
Well, I'd say this, is that an employment contract is a relationship. And in any relationship, you should be able to leave. If I go and get some other, you know, I'm in a, say I'm married or whatever, and, you know, I find some other better scenario, significantly better scenario, and I decide I want to leave, maybe it's not very nice, but I could certainly do it, right? Like here in the United States, you don't have to stay in a relationship you don't want to stay in. And that includes employment. And that's what's being complained about here is that, hey, you know, there wasn't as much immigration in the past as there is now because, you know, the cost of, you know, transportation has gone down and people, you know, their governments stink and they want a better place to work. And the United States is a great place to work and earn money. So, you know, we want to keep those people out that are going to work for less than I'm willing to work for so that I can continue to make more and more money. And I'm certain, and I certainly believe it's true that some areas, I'd specifically cite agricultural work, you know, that wages have gone down or stayed stagnant and people aren't willing to do it.
Hey, anyone else have valid criticisms, though, about, you know, the governments, the city governments doing things that artificially increase the cost of living, that drive up the prices of rent and groceries and whatever else, and this necessitates him earning a higher wage. But this is just a matter of one government intervention in the economy making things worse and expecting another government intervention to fix it.
Yeah, he's calling for a prohibition on or high-level restrictions, making it difficult for people to come here and compete with him in his industry. But the thing is, they're also competing in other industries as well. They're going to bring down the price of a variety of different things. For instance, you know, whether it be landscaping or, you know, picking fruits or vegetables or whatever it is that they're competing in. Maybe it's just working at McDonald's. They're going to help keep those costs down, which helps keep your cost of living down. So while you may see that it's difficult to compete against people competing in your industry, you should be able to see that it's good to have competition in the industries from which you're buying things, in the industries that you are using as a customer. But I saw the situation has called back. We are not going to take a second call. Please try to limit your profanity in the future.
Yes, calls are limited to one a night, and if you cuss, you've ended your call. I'm sorry.
I want to go to, but before we go to the next call,
I didn't think it was an accident on his part.
I'm sure it was.
I agree it was an accident. The last thing I want to say is that we advocate here on Free Talk Live for free liberty in labor. And we do so much that we advocate for AI taking over our own jobs. I don't just advocate for people being able to come in and do my job for a dollar less an hour. I advocate for somebody coming in and doing it for free.
I don't know if I advocate that, but I accept that it's going to happen at some point, and I'm not trying to prevent it.
There's nothing you can do.
Right. You know, I'm not out there trying to ask for AI laws, but it's not like, hey, I welcome in my new AI replacements. I wouldn't go as far as saying I advocate it, but
unfortunately, what we are seeing right now, I've seen some posts on social media just within the last 24 hours. The conservatives, the so-called small government conservatives, are out there freaking out over what David Hathaway, the sheriff down in Santa Cruz County, was telling us about. There's this expiration of, I think it was Title 42, if I recall correctly, that's coming up in a few days. And the big fear amongst the conservatives is that hordes of immigrants have been waiting for this Title 42 to expire so they can cross the border and come into the United States again, as though there will be no restrictions whatsoever in place after Title 42 goes away, when in fact what he pointed out was that it will revert to how it was before COVID, which was terrible.
Yeah.
The immigration situation in the United States was highly restrictive, highly controlled, highly tyrannical before COVID. COVID allowed them to just essentially reject people out of hand due to, quote unquote, due to COVID, including people searching for asylum, by the way. So there may be some way to get asylum now that there wasn't before. But as we learned, the Biden administration is trying to crack down on that and prevent people from claiming asylum unless they cross at the right point and unless they have an app that the CPB requires them to have. So there's all these stupid requirements that are still going to be in place. But the conservatives, that's not enough for them.
I don't understand. Do they not remember the Trump crackdowns and the FEMA camps and the child separations and all of that?
It's all happening. It's still happening under Biden.
But like that was the before the COVID thing.
Yes.
So at worst case scenario for them, for their anti-immigration viewpoint, what we're going back to will be separating families at the border.
That's right. Yep, that's going to
Well, that's
happening.
All politics is just fear-mongering on both sides. They tell lies. They get people whipped
yes.
up.
I mean, and what's happening now is the conservatives are calling for this E-Verify.
Oh, good Lord. They're Nothing saying, with the word E in it should be ever. Oh, God, this is going to be terrible. I don't know what it is.
The people
but it's
that were arguing against having your papers for the vaccine now arguing for you having your papers
yes.
for immigration?
Yes, that yeah. is exactly.
This is the sort of duplicitous crap. You know, like, oh, I would never go for a vaccine passport. But if it keeps those darn Hondurans in Honduras, you know what? Let's go ahead and make it so Hondurans can work here and make money.
Right, so this is going to be more government mandates, more government paperwork. In fact, there's even an article over at Mises.org about it. If we get a chance, we can talk about that further. But we got a bunch of people on the line here, so let's go to Sam in Ohio. Sam, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just curious if the banking crisis situation got any worse.
I mean, there hasn't been an overt banking seizure crash since First Republic Bank a week and a half ago.
I thought there was two in Arizona.
There are some Western banks. PacWest is one of them, and the other one I think is Western Alliance Bank. Those are kind of being eyeballed as the next potential ones to fail, but they still have not yet been seized by anyone. I checked the PacWest stock today. It is sort of holding steady at about $6 per share. So there's been major
sell-offs. What was the other one?
Huh?
PacWest and what was the other one?
I think it was called Western Alliance. These are two of the ones that are kind of being eyeballed. I think Comerica was another one. There's several of them that are out there that are these regional banks that are struggling. They're losing customer deposits, that kind of thing. Their stock prices are tumbling. And,
sell!
there's not been a big development that I've seen, at least, since the failure of First Republic, which, for listeners that don't know, is now the number two largest bank failure in United States history.
For now.
And it's fair to point out also that the three banks that have failed in the last 2 months, First Republic Bank, Signature Bank, and Silicon Valley Bank, are total value higher than the dozens of banks that failed in 2008. So there's actually been more failure as far as dollar value is concerned this year than there was in 2008, which was sort of the beginning of the that particular banking crisis. So
is that adjusted for inflation? Or?
I don't know. But either way, it's big. And
I mean, it's kind of a problem that we're adjusting for inflation of something that was only 15 years ago. Like, I'm accustomed to people adjusting for inflation over the course of, you know, multiple decades. Like, oh, well, in 1978 dollars, that's how much. But we're talking about 2008 dollars here. It's only been 15 years.
And these are way bigger banks than most of the ones that failed in 2008. There was the big one that failed in 2008. I think it was called Washington Mutual. And that one is still the number one bank
failure. I thought IHG was the biggest that failed. Or,
I'm not
was
sure.
It? No,
that's
IHG is a hotel thing.
Yeah, it's a hotel group.
Aria?
Go ahead.
Aria, that surprises you that they're calling inflation to 15 years? I've heard people call inflation to 2 years.
That's true.
Well, it's not necessarily surprising me, but I think it's a hallmark of exactly where we're at.
Bigger banks are failing now than they did in 2008. Now, what does that mean is going to come? We've yet to see, but no, there's no developments that I've seen yet in the last week. Sam, anything else you want to share?
Just the fact of that it seems like it wouldn't surprise me if one of those fails this weekend. It seems like you turn around and another one fails.
It does seem that way. Thank you for the call tonight, Sam. I appreciate hearing from you. Let's go to, we got this gentleman. Caller, you're on, I presume. Caller, you're on Free Talk Live. What's your name?
Hey, this is Larry.
Larry.
Hey, Ian, I thought you was going to jail.
Well, I have not been sentenced yet. I was found guilty of 8 nonviolent victimless crimes in a jury trial back in December. My sentencing has been pushed back until July 17th, if I recall correctly. And at that point, we're hoping that I will not have to go to jail because we do intend to appeal. And the judge did indicate upon my conviction that he agrees that there may be some appealable issue here in my case. And that is the only reason why he has allowed me to stay out of a prison cell, which is it's an unusual circumstance. But that is the current hope in my particular case. Aria is, however, sentenced to 18 months, and she will be checking in to whatever camp it's going to be. It hasn't yet been, I don't believe it's been determined, by the end of June.
Right on. Hey, man, I'm looking forward to going to the Georgia Libertarian Convention, man, which is this weekend, the Great Crave.
The what?
It'll be my first one. Huh?
You said the great what?
Great create, like to create something.
Oh, great create. Okay.
Why are you looking forward to the convention? Because I've seen some conventions.
They're boring.
Yeah, they are awful.
They suck.
This, I don't know, man. This would be my first one I hear as well.
It's going to suck if you decide it's going to suck. So go and have a great time and do not listen to these negative Nancys.
Have you ever been to a political convention, Mark?
Yes.
Didn't you go to the Republican ones here in New Hampshire?
Yes.
What was your review?
The sandwiches were wet. Like, the bread was soggy.
Is that the best you can say about the convention?
It wasn't good. Yeah,
yeah, it sucked, right? Yeah.
Okay. Hey.
May your sandwiches be dry.
That would have been a lot better.
What's that, Larry?
A little bit of mayonnaise would have been nice.
Can I do one more thing? Can I give a shout-out to www.proudlibertarian.com as a friend of mine? He's going to have a vent button down there in Perry, Georgia for this event.
It's Proud Libertarian?
ProudLibertarian.com.
ProudLibertarian.com, yes.
I wish you guys the best down there. The worst part about these conventions is the bylaws parts, where the convention nerds argue over...
Point of order?
Point of order. There can't be an and before the comma. You need a semicolon. And then somebody stands up and argues about it for 20 minutes, and you're going to hate your life. Unless you really love that kind of crap, in which case, you'll have the time of your life. But I wish you the best, Larry, and let us know how it goes, will you?
I will. I'll call back and let you know.
All right, man. Thanks.
It's the Libertarian Convention, so they have the best drugs.
Yeah, I presume so. Thanks for the call, man. I appreciate it. So we continue here. We got Tim on the line in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Tim.
Hey, yeah. So eliminating part of the workforce that does not include you can often result in increased wages. Doesn't make it right, but
yeah,
it works.
Yeah, well,
I would agree with that point.
If you're a libertarian, you should support open competition. And if you're not, then you're a protectionist. And you will maybe eventually be protected out of your own job at some point by some new stupid government rule that restricts competition to knock you out of your position.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, we never disputed that reality, right? Like, if more drywall hangers or whatever they're called reduces the wage of drywall hangers, then having only one drywall hanger in the entire world, who's me, will mean that I can charge whatever the hell I want for my wages. But that's not a healthy economy.
No, it also means you can work whenever you damn well feel like it, and a lot of the times these licensed contractors are very hard to get a hold of. They're busy, they're not responsive, they don't come when they say they're going to, and you're stuck because you have to go with one of the licensed contractors unless you can find somebody who's willing to work under the table. And thankfully there are those people that are out there. Otherwise, a lot of stuff wouldn't even get done.
I did actually have one other comment going back to like a week ago where I didn't really make my comment because it was nearing the end of the show. Basically, what I see happening right now, and it's not just on the conservative side, it's not just on the Republican side, definitely is on that side, but recently the Biden administration sent a bunch of troops to the border, and it looks like, you know, the powers that be that, you know, presumably control both parties anyway, are basically, you know, you've got Russia and Ukraine, you've got China and Taiwan, you're going to have the United States and Mexico, and they're going to treat them like, you know, the whole terrorist thing in the Middle East.
You're talking about the proposal from the federal government Republicans, some of them, to go, literally go to war in Mexico against cartels.
Yes. Yes, and they're going to declare, basically, this is my prediction, is they're going to declare any male that's 13 years or older as an unlawful combatant. And they're going to do the same thing they did in the Middle East.
I don't think Mexico would allow them to.
Maybe.
Well, I mean, we'll see what happens.
Well,
I hope
here's what
I've
found in Central America is they'll allow anything that pays their politicians very well. So it wouldn't surprise me if the United States government tells, as it has many times, whoever's in charge of whatever sector, hey, how about enough money that you can retire anywhere you'd like in the world? And they say, okay, why don't you come on in? I'll just sign this.
Well, you have to also remember that the Mexican government probably is being paid off by the cartels as well. So certainly the U.S. government has a lot of money and influence to throw around, but so do the cartels, and there may indeed be a bidding war for the Mexican officials in this particular case. Plus, the cartels can kind of take care of themselves.
I think we're late to that war.
The cartels can take care of themselves. They are well-funded, and they do have some military equipment, as we saw last year, when, if you recall, the Mexican government snatched up the son of El Chapo, and then the cartels literally went to war to break him out of prison. And I don't know if they actually got him out of the prison. I don't remember how that ended up panning out. But there was, like, actual gunfire being exchanged between helicopters. Like, you know, surface-to-air missiles were being shot allegedly by, like, the cartel. And it was a crazy situation.
The easiest solution to this is to end the drug war.
Yes, yes. But that would not be, quote-unquote, tough on crime, as the Republicans love to position.
You can't get tougher than eliminating the crime.
Indeed.
Yeah, you know, I'm so tired of the rhetoric that I've been getting sick of from, you know, even a lot of the radio shows that I like. They're saying, oh, you know, the fentanyl, it's an attack on
fentanyl.
The youth. You know,
it's a war against our people. Fentanyl.
Nobody's putting a needle in their arm.
Yep, that's
nobody's
a great point.
Putting a needle in their arm.
Thank you, Tim. Great call, man. I appreciate hearing from you. We continue here. Hour number three is on the way, and there are these Republicans that are actually proposing this. There's actually a bill that they've put in for this. There are presidential candidates talking about it. Hour three's coming up.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.